Welcome to KCPW's Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history.
37 years ago this week, the Utah Transit Authority, or UTA, was organized on the heels of a vote to form a special public transit district in Salt Lake County. Casting their ballots for the new district, residents of Salt Lake, Sandy, Murray, Midvale, and Bingham hoped to ease the pressure on roads caused by America's ongoing craze for the automobile. But what they were voting for wasn't really anything new. Mass transit had already been a part of life for many Utahns, at least since the late 1800s, when tracks for the state's first streetcar and interurban rail systems were laid down. The first streetcars to appear in Utah were pulled by mules, though it didn't take long for electricity to replace hoof power. Then came the interurban railroads. By the 1920s, four different electric railways connected Salt Lake with places like Logan, Ogden, Brigham City, Provo, Payson, and the Saltaire Resort perched on the shores of the Great Salt Lake. A spike in population along the Wasatch Front seemed to make the rail lines indispensable. The increasing popularity of automobile travel, however, slowly undermined the electric railroads, and one by one they disappeared. The last one stopped passenger service in the 1960s. Fast forward 10 years to the formation of the UTA. Mass transit was back, though now buses replaced trolley cars and electric railways. But even the electrical model ended up being resurrected with the building of the tracks light rail system. As the population along the Wasatch Front continues to grow and air pollution remains a problem, is it possible we'll return to the past looking for ways to solve current-day problems? Maybe one day electric railroads will once again run from Logan to Payson, or even beyond. Sources consulted in the creation of this and other Beehive Archive episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. KCPW's Beehive Archive is a production of the Utah Humanities Council.
I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcpw.org.